You are listening to the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast, where we discuss how to find ultimate intimacy in your relationship. We believe that no matter how many years you've been married, you can achieve passion, romance, happiness, and ultimate intimacy at any stage of your life. Join us as we talk to not only marriage experts, but couples just like yourself and people who are just flat out fun. The Ultimate Intimacy Podcast is for couples who have a good relationship but want to make it even better.
You're listening to the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast, episode 115. And today's episode is for the high desire wife and the low desire husband.
Ooh, we've had several people reach out to us, mostly women, wanting an episode on this.
Yeah, and this is something that we haven't experienced in our relationship. So as we're talking about this,
No, we haven't
experienced this, but we recognize it is an issue, and we recognize there are men out there for various reasons that we will talk about that have a lower desire than their wife.
Wow. And I would love to have the high drive in our marriage, but I wouldn't want you to have a low drive.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of women are like, oh, that would be amazing if I actually had that high libido.
Well, and it can change over time as well, too. I mean, there's times where maybe, you know, a husband has a lower drive for a period of time and mm-hmm. circumstances change. And so, obviously, we'll jump into all the reasons why. And in this episode, we're not going to, you know, cover all the fixes. I mean, I think the fixes are, well, we will talk about the fixes, yeah. But we're really going to discuss, you know, if you are a higher desire wife and have a lower desire husband, hopefully these things can help you pinpoint what is going on and what the reasons that could be. And then you as a couple obviously can sit down and talk about it and then get the help
yeah.
that's needed, right? Mm-hmm. So let's dive right in to number one.
Diving in. I think this one applies to not just a lower drive husband, but any relationship. There could always be some kind of ongoing relationship issue.
For sure.
Right? Like, we all know that. So this goes both ways.
Yeah. But no question, if there's unresolved conflict in the relationship, that absolutely could be an issue of why the husband doesn't want to be intimate. An experience of someone I know pretty well, they were married a few years and they had a huge conflict in their marriage, in their relationship. And after that happened for the next, you know, 12, 15 years, this woman would always say that her husband never wants to be intimate with her. And they just attributed it to low desire, things like that. Make a long story short, they ended up getting divorced, and come to find out the reason that they weren't intimate is because the husband had held this conflict that was not resolved all those years and didn't want to be intimate with his wife. And it's pretty amazing that something like that can happen over that long period of time for that many, many years and ultimately ended up, like I said, in divorce. But that is an example of that absolutely can happen, because I've seen that in someone's life that we know pretty well.
And I wanted to add that I think my first thought on this one is that, oh, well, husbands that have a high drive would just want sex regardless. After doing a poll of how husbands really feel about the ones that do have a high drive, that it's more emotionally based. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to be desired. They want to feel connected. It's not just about sex.
Yeah.
They truly want to feel that intimacy with their wife. So in this situation, that's just showing that for husbands to be intimate also, and wives, it's that emotional connection
for
between
sure.
and spiritual and sexual all combines when you make love. So having an ongoing, some kind of relationship issue that's deep absolutely can affect the husband.
Yeah, so if you're a wife that has a low desire husband, this might be one of the issues. Find out if there's unresolved conflict in the relationship and work to resolve that conflict.
And we've also talked about why husbands and how husbands sometimes don't open up about their feelings. For they kind of hold stuff in.
For sure.
So this would be a great reason to sit down with your husband and be like, is there anything that's causing a barrier with us? Right?
For sure. Because again, this can, if it's not resolved, the intimacy is, I mean, one of the last things, like your marriage is not going to make it probably, right?
No.
If there's that unresolved conflict.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one, which is a personal one that we've actually heard with people that we know is increased stress. And I know that there's a lot of husbands that have really, really high stress jobs. And sometimes sex can actually be the last thing on their mind when they have come home from an 8 or 12 hour shift of high stress. Like, totally natural.
Yeah,
totally absolutely. Natural. So career might be a big one for this.
Yeah, and it's interesting how some men, sex is a relief from stress, but for many other men, they actually, you know, it's a prohibitor, right?
If
they're feeling stressed, they're less likely to want to have sexual intimacies. They just have too much on their mind and things like that.
So with any lack of sexual intimacy desire, the key is always to communicate. Sit your husband down and say, how's your job? What is it there that I can do? Can we start with a massage? Well, like, what can I do to help take that stress off your plate?
Yeah.
If there is anything that you can do.
For sure.
Right? The next one is probably the biggest problem for this situation, which was health issues. ED, prostate cancer,
diabetes.
We could go on and on.
High blood pressure.
Health issues for both men and women will totally affect your sexual intimacy.
Well, and I think too, a lot of men, like, we don't want to address a health issue, or we just figure like, oh, it'll eventually go away. Or maybe we don't even know there's a health issue going on, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's important to, you know, identify what that is and of course get it resolved.
And you have to first want to get it resolved. So if the wife is truly missing that sexual connection, you just have to talk about it and try and figure out, is it a health issue? And make sure you're doing the things that are going to keep you sexually active, like taking care of your body, getting annual physicals, eating right. Those things for women and men affect sexual intimacy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when it maybe is a sexual issue, a health issue, even if it's like temporary, that can cause a lot of long-term problems, right? So if it's a health issue, then the husband can get, feeling like, you know, maybe he can't perform or live up to it. And then that's going to continue to snowball. But there's so many good things out there in the health industry that can fix with a health issue, or at least help greatly.
For sure.
Whether it's, you know, different types of medication or, you know, things like that. And
herbs,
so a lot of things can really help if it is a health issue in some aspects.
Yes. So please go see a doctor. Please get that taken care of. It's going to affect your relationship. The next one would be natural changes in sexual desire. I think this can go both ways, right? Just we age, whatever it is. Our lifestyle, it can affect this.
Yeah, different periods of life, different things going on, naturally change.
Yeah.
And when this happens for a husband, a lot of women out there are so used to their husbands always being the ones to initiate. And so if all of a sudden a husband's desire kind of goes down, a wife may wonder, why is he not initiating? Mm-hmm. One of the things in this case is a wife might have to start being the one to initiate more.
Yep.
Maybe a husband still wants to be intimate, but because his desire or libido, so to speak, is getting lower or changes are happening, it may just be that his wife just needs to start being the one to initiate a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point, because when you get used to something in marriage and then all of a sudden there's some kind of switch, You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Instead of discussing and talking about it.
Yeah.
The next one is, I hear this one often too, anxiety or fear about performance. I think as women, we think, oh, they're all just confident, especially in the bedroom, which is not true. That's a myth. There's a lot of men that might not be confident for lots of reasons.
Sure.
Maybe it's their size. I wish I could tell all the husbands out there that, like, size doesn't always matter. Like, there's so many ways to please your wife without intercourse.
Yeah.
Right?
That is true. I mean, we've learned that in our marriage, right?
So many ways. So having that discussion, like, what is it that's making you feel insecure? What other things do you think would make a husband feel insecure in the bedroom?
Yeah, maybe not being able to last as long as they feel like they should. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes for some women, you know, it just takes a longer time. And I know for being a husband, obviously, like, if there's times that I can't last as long as you, I most feel people, like, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. God, why can't I, you know, last longer, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that's totally normal. And that's where there's other things that you can do, such as a toy or, you know, vibrator or things that, hey, if that happens, at least you can still, you know, take care of your wife in that way. And I think that is absolutely a real issue of performance based, right? As men, we want to be able to just always take care of, there's nothing we want more than to be able to take care of our wife in the bedroom. And if we, for whatever reasons, feel like we can't do that, I can totally see men pulling back and saying, well, rather than put myself in that feeling or that situation, I'm just going to pull back. But I think as men, we don't recognize that that's probably a lot less of a concern for our wives, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just more about being intimate and being close. And there's a lot of things you can do that you don't have to have intercourse, right?
For sure. And it's important to remember, number one, that the clitoris is where most women can have an orgasm, is touching the clitoris. So technically, if most women can't even have an orgasm, or a lot of women, I should say most, a lot of women cannot orgasm from penetration. So that's important to remember.
And I think as men, we envision that sex is just intercourse, right?
Right.
I will totally admit our sex life is a lot different than what I envisioned it would be like, right? Before we got married, but it's in a good way. And because we just think that, you know, sex automatically equals intercourse. But again, that is not the case. There's mm-hmm. a lot of different things you can do to connect and be close.
And I like what you said, you could take care of your wife after, if you finish first. Or if you're worried about it, then take care of your wife first and then finish. I mean,
exactly
when
right.
we finally gave in, like year 15, and someone's like, you really should just try a toy. It's not bad. But we just didn't want something to replace each other. Like, I think that's what a lot of Christian couples, like, concern. Worry about, is because I'm going to like my toy better. Am I not going to want my husband? And that's what you would be concerned
absolutely,
about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we just made it a goal, as if we had any toys, that we would use them together. It wouldn't be a replacement. Like, we have an episode on that. And I think that was really important for our marriage, because it's just an addition. It's not a substitution.
Yeah, it enhances our sexual
intimacy. It totally
intimacy.
Enhances it. And so if you're a husband that's worried about the foreplay takes forever, I just can't get her turned on, I'm not doing something right, like, maybe this is a solution that would work in your marriage. It worked for us because...
And it works quick.
It does work quick. I can go from 0 to 100% in 30 seconds with the right toy. And then I'm at the level that he's at, and instead of him worrying, like, she's not enjoying it. Because once you get there, it's super enjoyable for
and,
both people.
And as a man or a husband, like, oftentimes we're wondering, okay, what am I doing wrong? Why is she not enjoying it? And it's not always that we're necessarily doing something wrong, right? Sometimes
right.
you just need a little bit of help.
And communication, right?
For sure.
It always comes down to communication. So this is the amazing part of marriage, is where you get vulnerable with each other and you say, I'm feeling very insecure in this area. I don't feel like I please you. And having that really hard discussion, which is really hard for some people. It's not easy for a man to come out and be like, I can't take care of you. I don't know how to take care of you. I don't know what you want. I'm feeling very, very, very insecure. Like, there's not a whole lot of men that can let go of their pride and say, I'm feeling very insecure, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's super important to do.
For sure.
Anything else on that one?
No, I think that's good, yeah.
Okay, here comes the next one, and this can go both ways. Boredom.
Well,
boredom.
Just ask Amy. She's the one that bought a bedroom game in our relationship, so...
But, and this was because of lack of communication. So I'm like, I'd like to try something different than missionary style at year 15. And Nick was thinking the same thing. We just hadn't discussed it, right? We just needed to talk about that. Like, it's okay to try different things in marriage.
And I think for a lot of men, this is the case. They may just get bored in the bedroom. And it's not because they don't love their spouse or anything like that. For me, I was really afraid to go to Amy and say, hey, we should try this in the bedroom or we should try this because... I felt like she would start asking questions like, well, where are you getting these ideas? What are you looking at? And to me, I didn't want to, you know, I guess, feel like she had to question those things. And so I totally get this as for a man, like it's really hard for a guy to, you know, I guess, bring that conversation up. And so I think for a lot of guys... They're just, maybe they're bored and maybe that's why they lose interest, you know, I don't know.
And this can go both ways. And when someone starts feeling bored or even, not even bored in the bedroom, but just bored in life or bored in marriage, that can lower your libido. You just kind of like lose interest in stuff and you start getting your dopamine from other resources like social media and stuff like that. So it's important to like point out that, okay, maybe we need to spice things up a little bit more. And like I said, it can go both ways.
For sure. Totally agree.
The other reason, and I hate this one, but it is a reason, and it's a kind of a big one right now, is erotic interests or other outlets. And I don't want to say that, I would never say that, oh, if a husband has a low sex drive, it's because he's...
Addicted to porn.
Addicted to porn, or he's getting it somewhere else. Like, but that's just a very small percentage, but it is a small percentage.
And it is a reason.
And it is a reason. It's a fact. It's all over.
Yeah.
And
so, resources. So as we're kind of, obviously, as we're going through all these different things and the reasons why a man could not be interested in intimacy or have a low libido, this is absolutely one of the reasons. Amy and I know several people that have the addiction to porn, and it definitely impacts their sexual intimacy with their spouse absolutely. Because they are going other places.
Absolutely.
If you're going another direction... You're obviously not going in the direction of your wife, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something that has to be considered and talked about openly in the relationship and find out if, you know, if that in fact is a reason. But again, mm-hmm. this is just, you know, we're not saying that it is, but these are the reasons why a husband would have a low drive or low desire.
And we've done a couple episodes on pornography and what it does to people and... that it's toxic, it will hurt your sexual intimacy and your every other aspect of your marriage, and there are ways to stop and get help that you need. I mean, all of these things that we've listed.
Yeah.
There are ways to get help. And we want you to get help because it's so important to make love to your spouse. Like, it's such a big ingredient for a healthy and happy marriage. What? And I feel bad for people that are missing this. And so there are professionals and doctors that can help you.
Yeah, and one of the final reasons as well, too, I think, that we're seeing that we didn't hit on is other distractions. This could be mm-hmm. technology, looking at your phone. If you've listened to previous podcast episodes, you've heard one of the previous podcasts where we talked about how like 54%, I think it was, of millennials would rather have their phone than have sex with their spouse.
Yeah, that's so sad.
So, I mean, that's over half people would rather do something on their phone than have sex with their spouse. So, I mean, that's something that really needs to be looked at as well. Is there... You know, are there other interests or other things that are priority in your husband's life that are distracting him from wanting to be intimate with
you? And it's proven in resources and surveys that people are getting the dopamine hit to fill their levels from social media and phone addiction that they typically will get from sexual intimacy.
Yeah.
So that's a huge one. I'm so glad you brought that one up.
For sure. So how do you resolve these? So obviously each one of these is a different category that has different issues and different resolutions that need to have. But the first thing you need to do is sit down with your spouse and be open and honest and have that open discussion and talk about these things.
Absolutely.
Secondly, you know, once you've identified the problem and what's going on, then you can tackle it together. And I think it's really important for the wife to be understanding of what the husband's going through. I mean, if it's, you know, he's feeling insecure or has those fears or things like that, to be compassionate and have empathy and show him that you care and work through that together. And then obviously, you know, once you've identified and what the issue is, then find the appropriate help that you need. If it's a physical issue, talk to a doctor. If it's something that you can resolve on your own, then figure out how you're going to resolve that. So,
great advice.
So we'll dive in and do another episode where we bring on an expert, but at least we wanted to identify some of the things that can be the cause of why you would have a low desire husband, higher desire wife, and hopefully this information was beneficial to you. And we hope until the next one, you find ultimate intimacy in your relationship.